Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text is our epistle lesson. Before I can delve into our epistle lesson, though, this morning, I want to spend some time on our Old Testament lesson. This recounts the story of God's creation. He builds and creates paradise from nothings. God created the entire universe out of nothing. It took him 6 days to complete. That is how powerful the God that we serve and believe and trust in is. In that creation, he planted a garden called Eden, paradise. And there he put the man, Adam, to work that garden. It would produce for him everything that he needed to support his body and life. God also gave that man a woman, a wife. He recognized that it was not good for the man to be alone, and so he made a helpmeet for him. God created marriage. He consecrated marriage, and he gave it to his children as a gift. God had one command for them. He said, "You can eat of all these wonderful trees in the garden, but this one tree, the one that is the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for on that day, or in that day, you will die." But Adam was also given another gift, the gift of free will. Unfortunately, his free will failed him. For after the serpent deceived his wife, rather than being a good husband, he allowed that sin to corrupt him. The fourfold state of man has stages. In the garden, man was made without sin, but given free will. And he abused that free will to disobey God. And taking the fruit and eating of it, he has condemned all of his children since to die as well. After the fall, the second state of man is corruption. We want to sin in our very nature. Our flesh desires and craves that which God has not given us. So apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing good. All of our works, all the things that flow from our heart are evil. But thanks be to God, in the third state, he has given us a new man. In your baptism, you have the gift to overcome temptation to sin. You have been made no longer completely bound to sin, but now you have the ability to overcome temptation. You have God living and working inside of you. You have not been called to live out your life as those who do not have God, to go day to day in your sin and say, "Oh, it's fine, it doesn't matter what I do, God will forgive me." No, we have a new man. And that new man is more powerful than the old man, the old Adam. We are now living in this third state. You have the new man. You have the ability to turn away from sin, not because of you, but because of your God. This is the state we live in. Simul justus et peccator. You are simultaneously sinner and saint. We await the fourth state of man, the state in glory. For in the new heavens and the new earth, we will no longer have the ability to sin. Our desires will be to follow Christ, to worship him without end. But there, Adam's sin caused destruction. You will surely die. Sure, Adam didn't die that very day, but his body began to deplete. It began to have sicknesses that would never have been there had he not disobeyed. You know that state of your own body. You know that as you age, your body begins to deteriorate. Maybe you've had 1, 2, 3 new hips, right? Your body begins to go. My knee's a little sore, right? That doesn't happen apart from Adam's fall. But now we look forward to glory. That day when even though this body, which might be filled with cancer, which might be filled with disease, will fail us, in that day your body will be made new. It will be made incorruptible, never to have disease, never to have sickness, never to have death again. But that's then. What about right now? In our epistle lesson, St. Paul tells us, you were slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. Before you were slaves to sin, all you wanted to do was sin. But in this new man, you have the desire also to follow God's will. The path of sanctification. The Christian every day also desires to do God's will. If you never have a desire to follow God's will, then the new man is being defeated by the old Adam. Dear Christians, study God's word. Come to his sanctuary each and every week to be fed with his word and his sacraments. The end of the things that your flesh desires is death. Now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. The fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. There are two paths that you can take. The way of death, which is following the desires of your flesh, the desires of Satan, the desires of this world that tells you never to go to church again, to lock yourselves away from all of your community and your family and your friends and loved ones for eternity, or the way of life. The way of life is much more a narrower path. There is only one way to that life, and that is through Jesus Christ. By his death, he has conquered your death in your place. By his death, he has conquered your sin in your place. By his resurrection, he gives you life. The way of life is a narrow road, but it is a road that you have because of your baptism, which places you on that road. The faith that God has given you, not because of what you have done, not because of something that you've done to deserve it, but rather because your God loves you. Never forget the love that your God has for you. Let that love flow through everything you say and do. Show your neighbor the love of God. Whenever you are with others, preach. Not in the way that we do, but proclaim that message. That message has been given to all of God's children to proclaim. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, it's a gift paid for by the death of our God on a cross. Hung like a criminal, even though he had done nothing to deserve it. He hung there for every filthy thing that you and I do in our mind, in our bodies, and to others. That is why Jesus Christ died. The wages of sin, our sin, is death. And he has paid that price to give you the gift of eternal life. Do not waste that gift. Rather, go into all the world and proclaim the mighty love that your God has. Come, O children, listen to me, the psalmist writes. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What is the meaning of the first commandment? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And each subsequent commandment, we should fear and love. Fear and love, fear and love. Do not fear death. Do not fear this world or Satan or anything that they can throw at you. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both body and soul. God has given you a mighty gift, a gift free to you. Our gospel lesson reminds us that God has not come in the flesh only for his old covenant, only for the Hebrews of old, but rather he has come also for Gentiles. There are two distinct miracles in the scriptures. There is the feeding of the 5,000 plus, which Jesus does for those of the Old Covenant. This is not that. Our gospel lesson is not to be confused with the feeding of the 5,000. There are differences. There he has 12 baskets left over from five loaves and two fish. Here he has 7 loaves and a few fish. Afterwards, 7 baskets left over. Jesus has come not just for his old covenant, but for the new. Those who were not a part of the circumcision of the old covenant have now been given the same free gift of Jesus Christ. He feeds both Jew and Gentile alike out of his great love. But don't think that we should be complicit just because we have been given that new covenant. We are not to be bound to our sins, but rather freed from them, to proclaim that beautiful message, to live out our lives as salt, as light in a fallen world, even if it despises you for it. And so this day and every day rejoice. This day and every day proclaim the mighty deeds of God, because it is the only way to salvation. And so the church sings. Faith clings to Jesus' cross alone and rests in him unceasing. And by its fruits, true faith is known, with love and hope increasing. For faith alone can justify. Works serve our neighbor and supply the proof that faith is living. Amen. Peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.